Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Saturdays and Sunday mornings on WJCL television. On the other end of this communication is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning, sunshine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you? It's a little bit chilly today.
Yeah, you know, I came in here to sit down to set up here in the office thinking it was going to be just morbidly cold in here because my house was built in 1890. So you stand by the window and you feel the draft, all these windows that have never been replaced. But I came in here with a hoodie and the whole thing. I was ready to be like, you know, Stay Puft Parka guy. And I came in here, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. I can wear my regular uniform. So I've done so. There you go. Standard issue.
Standard issue, the blacks.
Yes. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. It was so nice.
Saturday was. Yeah. Actually, Sunday was too.
Sunday morning was really beautiful. And then the wind started picking up as the day progressed and it got a little bit crazy. I was out and about with Beth. Shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. We went to Bluffton and did our Sam's Run and all that business. And it was there were so many people out, you know, the hustle bustle of the season. And yes, we kind of both got excited because, you know, that's what we're out doing is getting everything ready for the holidays and stocking up on this, that, and the other. And it just seemed really busy.
Yes. Yeah, same here. Savannah, Saturday, we did our annual bar crawl that we do every December, probably around the same time. Second weekend of December, we do a bar crawl. It's only four or five of us usually. And we just play tourist, and most times we get lucky with the weather, and we did again on Saturday. And we just, we bar hop through downtown Savannah, visiting with some friends and saying hi to others, and make our way down to River Street for the Christmas parade that they do down there every December. Yeah, so that was a good time. The plan was to be home by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I walked into my house at 10 because we got to sitting and chatting. And, you know, it's like a big day of visiting all over town. It's what it's kind of turned into.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Ran into so many people. So many people, Maggie, who watch the television show on the weekends. And usually, you know, when I drift down that way, I'm going to mention it real quick. Usually when I drift down that way, I'm talking about the river, and you're surrounded by so many people downtown Savannah. It's mostly visitors and tourists who have no idea who I am, what I do. And that's good because it, you know, I'm just out enjoying myself. But this time it was like, wow, okay, there are lots of people out there paying attention to my gallivanting with food. So that's always pretty cool. To put it very bluntly, a nice ego stroke, but it kind of validates all the hard work that I slash.
That's right. You've built so much momentum.
Yes.
15 years, right? 15 or 16 now?
15. Yeah. Yeah. So you were at Disney World, the Mouse House, last week. How long were you there?
Oh, let's see. We drove down on Monday and we came back on Thursday. So we had two full days at the Disney parks.
Nice.
And you don't know my daughter, Ellery, well, but she's the first time I took her to the parks, she was in fourth grade, and I taught her how to slice, dice, and dissect. It's a very serious business for us. It's a roller coaster. It's rides, rides, rides. We don't lollygag and eat cotton candy and look at the lights. Like, we're there on business.
Yes.
And so she now, at the age of 29, has learned how to, I mean, I don't even have to plan anything anymore. I just do what she says. But we clocked slightly over 10 miles each day.
Each day. Wow.
Each day. And it was.
Great.
Yeah. And so we always go this week or last week because it's kind of in between the Thanksgiving and the Christmas and the crowds are a little less and it's easier to get on the rides and whatnot. Yep. And so we were able to ride our favorite roller coasters, you know, more than once. And there's a new ride at Epcot. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, It's my new favorite roller coaster. It satisfies all the needs for speed, flipping, flying, floating, and just feeling like, woo! You know, that's just that rush.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We did it three times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, we're an open to close family as well. I don't do it so much anymore because I don't care. I love Disney, but when we've gone, it's just so crowded when we've gone. And yeah, we'll be there when they open, and sometimes I've stayed till they close. But no, more times than not, the last few times this household has Disneyed, if you will, they've gone without me because I have no interest in being standing in line at 8:30 when they open and staying till midnight if that's when they close in the summer. Like, no.
Well, summer is miserable.
Yes.
You can't pay me money to do that in the summertime.
Yes. Yes. I agree, which is why I don't do it. But I'll be down there. I'll be down there for the Orlando Home and Garden Show, January 9, 10, and 11, doing the Eat and Like a Cooking stage there. If y'all are down that way, find out more information at eatitandlikeit.com. Very excited. We're going to have some seminars and some cooking demos and all that stuff at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center down there on iDrive. A fine time will be had by all.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, and then I'll be back here January 23, 4, 5 to do it here at the Home and Garden Show at the Savannah Convention Center. All the chefs.
Well, you know who will be there?
Who?
My hairdresser.
Really?
Do you remember that from this past year? My hairdresser and her husband love you, and they've been listening to your podcasts and watching your shows.
Yeah.
And they met you at the Home and Garden Show. And this could have been last year, actually, now that I think about it. But you were gracious enough to get a picture with them, and they were all so excited.
Lots of people from the Low Country come to that event. I would argue probably more come from Sun City, Bluffton than come from Savannah, because I meet them all. Everybody's so incredibly nice, and we have a good time. So Home and Garden Show in Savannah, January 23, 24, 25. Be there, to quote Joe from the Island Rec Center. So while you were gallivanting and Disneying, I went out to dinner.
You cheated on me.
I did, in Hilton Head. Gasp.
Clutch my pearls.
Yeah, I would have gone with you, but you boogied out of town, which was more than acceptable. I had a casual dinner with our friend Monica at Nunzio.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sat at the bar, nothing too dramatic. I hadn't been there in a hot minute. We had a couple of apps that I got to say were just exceptional. One was shrimp and white beans. And yeah, it was just so good. Scampi, that's what it was. It was a shrimp scampi with white beans.
Yum.
And so good. And then the other was a tuna crudo, which might have been the thinnest sliced tuna I have ever seen. It kind of fell apart when you got it with the fork. It was like paper thin. Meyer lemon, capers, arugula, and might have been something else in there, but it was delicious. Got to say hi to Nunzio. He came out, said hello, sent us a dessert, and wasn't drinking because I was driving home. And yeah, it was enjoyable. I hadn't been there, I want to say 2 years, but I'm making the rounds. I think I discussed this with you. I'm slowly but surely making the rounds of all the Italian places. Did I tell you that?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So this is two that you've missed. So you better come correct and figure it out so you can get on the Italian food train.
The Italian food train. I like that. Yes. That's what we'll call it.
You missed Coastal Capri because you were under the weather. This one because you're at Disney. So we're going to have to figure it out so you can get back on board.
I have got to catch up.
Yes. I think it might take us 3 years to hit all the Italian restaurants on the island and Bluffton. But yeah, no, I decided sometime the middle of 25, you know what? I'm going to start making the rounds and go to all these Italian restaurants. Of course, it could be one of those things like the people who clean high-rise windows and high-rise buildings. By the time you finish, you know, 6 months later, it's time to start again.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
We will do all of that. We will reconvene after the first of the year and probably hit. I've got a couple in mind that shall remain nameless for now. So,
well, that's a good idea because the holidays are barreling towards us at the speed of
barreling,
light.
Barreling, 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 barreling. Yeah. Well, I'm driving my daughter's junk furniture stuff to her apartment in Los Angeles next
week. You're driving to Los Angeles.
Yeah, in a truck.
That's going to be epic.
Yeah, we're going to go to Memphis and the Grand Canyon and Christmas will be in Palm Springs.
How fun. What a great thing to do.
I told Sheila back in September, October, when we knew that this was a potential thing, the move, I said, listen, if we price movers and it costs about the same to either drive us or ship it, I'd rather us go because we'll get the experience out of it. Some people would say, no, I'm cutting a check and send it. Bless you.
Thank you.
I would rather, especially when it comes to Christmas and there's nothing going on here work-wise anyway, everybody's just sitting around drinking eggnog, I'd rather drive. But those were my terms. I told my family, I said, hey, if you want me to go, it has to be Christmas week so that I can get back, and I'm coming back right after Christmas so I can get back to work and doing things that I need to do to make the world go. So that will be a good time. I will share photos.
Okay.
Laughing all the way. This week, is this pecan pie or pecan pie week for you?
Pecan. I've already stockpiled some pecan pies. I've got one ready for you. Yes, I'm going to be making more. I just picked up more ingredients over the weekend for that. I sent home one of them with my daughter when she went back to Charleston, and she'll take that to her grandmother. That's her grandmother's Christmas present from me every year.
Delicious. So, yeah, you gave me was it 2 years ago?
I didn't make you one last year. How rude.
So I don't think so. But I will tell you, it is quite probably, think about it, the best one I've ever had. Best pecan pie I've ever had is yours.
Thank you.
That thing is just, woo! And, you know, I'm going to be very honest with you because we're besties. You know, if somebody gives you a pecan pie, hey, I made this, or okay, cool, I thought it would be good. And so I put it there, and we were having pieces. My sister had a piece. She goes, oh, this is really good. I said, oh, I haven't tried it yet. You know, you need to try it. It was not that I wasn't going to, but at my sister's insistence, after she had a piece, she goes, no, you need to try this. Okay, so I cut a piece, and I went, oh, this is like actually really, really good. We've all been there. I thought, again, it would be good. I'm being honest. But it was like, whoa, this is a showstopper pecan pie. So congratulations. You've got that down pat.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my grandmother's recipe that I have tweaked. And I know, I think you know, I made desserts for restaurants for many years. And there was a patron at one of the restaurants where I made the pecan pie, that they came every week for a slice of the pie. And he said, this is the best pecan pie I've ever had. And this is like over 20 years ago. He said, if you ever want to mass produce this and ship it out, I will help you. I own he owned a shipping business where they ship food. And he said, I have the containers. I have everything you need if you want to do this. And I actually took that idea to my cousins, my Alabama cousins, who are descendants from the grandmother.
Right.
Whose recipe this is. And they thought it was interesting, but nobody really bit. I thought we could, you know, the whole thing, you know, would be kind of a family thing. But nobody bit. And plus, I think once you start mass producing something and preparing it for market and to ship, and there's things you have to add, preservatives and this, that, and the other, and then it loses the integrity. There's that word again, integrity. And it just doesn't parlay the same. I mean, how many times have you had a piece of pecan pie at a restaurant and it's like subpar?
Yep. I don't do it all that much. I don't. If you had to share something you can share, a secret, that people should know when they make pecan pie that they don't, people don't usually do? Do you have some word of wisdom you can share?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a really big secret, but I toast my pecans before I put them in the shell.
Sure.
Toast the pecans. Gotcha. And then I've always said that salt, crazy as it sounds, salt is a game changer for a pecan pie because the salt will pull up the intensity of the flavor.
Okay.
And then I have some other secrets that we won't divulge.
That's why they're secrets.
No, it's not very secretive. Actually, on the Cairo syrup bottle is the recipe for pecan pie. I don't do it exactly like that. And technique is also another thing. You know, and it's not about a lot of fancy equipment. I stir it with a fork. You know, it's a no blender situation.
Right.
And then, of course, using real ingredients, you know, not imitation vanilla, but real vanilla.
Of course.
And then, of course, you know, you can fancy it up and you can add bourbon or chocolate chips. You can make it more salty, caramelly.
Yes. Yeah, that's like, you know, you made it enough that you know how to do it. That's like my black bean recipe, which has become very popular. Yes, I can show you how to do it, and here you go. Doesn't mean yours are going to come out like mine, because I, you know, we feel the recipes, and after you've done them 10,000 times, there's a swerve that we got going on with our art.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling thing. It's hard to teach. It's hard to teach that. It comes from just doing stuff and failing.
Yes.
And realizing the end product didn't come out right because step two or three way back before something failed.
Yep. Well, I've got a Christmas gift for you and everybody else.
Yay. What's that?
You ready to hear what it is? The Hilton Island Seafood Festival is coming up at the end of February. It's early this year. I mean, it's later this year. February 23 through March 1 is the Hilton Head Seafood Festival. You go every year, don't you?
I try. I skip years.
Yeah. Well, I go every year.
Depends on what the weather is.
That whole situation. I'm sorry?
Depends on what the weather is.
Yeah. Well, I'm there, rain, shine, cold. I'm like the mailman for that thing, sleet, snow, whatever. There's a ton of great events. You can find all that you need to know at HiltonHeadSeafoodFestival.com.
But
the Christmas gift comes in so much as, had a lovely visit with them on Friday, and we've decided we are going to partner up and offer everybody a little bit of a discount on tickets. If you buy a ticket to my fish fry, the Eat It Like It hashtag fish fry, coming Sunday, February 1st here in Savannah at Tubby's and Thunderbolt. If you buy a ticket to my fish fry on February 1st, they will give you a ticket to the Saturday main event of the Seafood Festival, $40 value for free. Get you some of that. Yeah.
That's a buy Christmas
to the fish fry. Yeah, but that's we were discussing it on Friday. And she's like, "Would you be okay with that?" I'm like, "Of course, I'd be okay with that." So we're doing a BOGO: buy a ticket to the fish fry on February 1st here in Savannah, get a freebie to the situation on March 1st, I believe it is, or February. I almost said February 30th. Let me see what date that is, because I'm half an idiot. Do do do.
Well, remember we went last year, and do you remember the bourbon we tasted, that pecan bourbon?
That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago. February 28th is the Seafood Festival main event. It ends with the kegs and eggs at Lincoln and South on Sunday, a wonderful brunch, but it will be February the 28th. So, recapping. Buy a ticket to the hashtag Fancy Fish Fry. You can find a link right in the middle of the homepage at eatitlikeit.com. Buy a ticket to that, and you get a free ticket to the February 28th main event at the Hilton Head Island Seafood Festival, which I got privy information. There's going to be some celebrity chefs and all kinds of stuff hanging around that week that they'll release when they are ready, but it's going to be probably their biggest one ever.
Fun stuff.
Probably their biggest one ever. A little bit later this year, because of some partnerships that they have going on, but it's going to be a good time. So whether you join us for the fish fry or not, set your calendar, because it's always a good time. And the fact that it slides down, it's usually that weekend, February 20, 21 is when it ends. This time it starts after that and it ends March 1st. So we have a better chance of a little bit better weather. So there's that. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
You don't need to buy a ticket. I got you. You can be
my plus one. Sign me up.
It's a good time. All right. Tell us where we can find you if we want to buy a little shanty to come to the Seafood Festival.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton team at eXp Realty, and you can view listings for sale at my website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
I will probably roll through to grab one of your pecan pies.
Yes.
And I'll let you know. So.
All right. And because
have a wonderful
you have
week.
To make it up. You have to make it up to me because you cheated on me last week. You have to make it up.
We've gone on long enough. Have a wonderful week. I'll holler at you. I'll see you. I'll be giving you a hug this week.
Sounds good. Stay warm.
Yes. Yes. I'm as soon as I wrap up this stuff, I'm going to the gym. Have a beautiful
Sounds
day.
Good.
See ya.
Bye.